I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Living Water International staff in Liberia and Sierra Leone desperately need your prayers. As a precaution, their offices in those countries are closing for 2 weeks because of the Ebola crisis. They've been at the heart of the deadliest outbreak in history, risking their lives to bring clean water and the love of Jesus to those most in need. At missionnetworknews.org, you'll find some suggestions on practical ways you can help. Next, do you remember the Hobby Lobby case? A similar battle's taking shape, this time in the sphere of U.S. domestic adoption. Bethany Christian Services' Bill Blackwire says the Child Welfare Provider Inclusion Act protects their right to place children in Christian families. Opponents say the bill's just a cover for groups to discriminate against homosexuals.
It doesn't discriminate against any group. It just simply says that faith-based organizations should be able to operate by their sincerely held religious beliefs.
The full story's at our website. Get informed, pray, and then take action. And a new day's dawning for the oppressed Rohingya people of Burma. Steve Gumer of Partners Relief and Development shares an update from his friends on the field.
Doctors Without Borders and other large NGOs were invited to get back involved in those camps. We're happy about that change. 60% of those 150,000 people are getting rations now, food rations.
Partners and one other agency have been the only groups caring for the basic needs of Burma's Rohingya refugees since February. Practical actions create opportunities to share the love of Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.